Hello Queens. So this is a completely random episode, as you can tell. If you're not watching the video and you're listening to the podcast, I'm sat on a little wall in Egypt in a beautiful resort, and I had an idea of an episode and just thought I would press record, and I'm doing it video style, so I have a lot of YouTube followers now, so it needs to be video as well. So I hope the audio is okay. It's actually really windy today, so I hope you can hear me enough for me to get the message across. So I had one of my lovely clients, Dana, in the group coaching. She kind of didn't ask a question, but I've recently posted last week an episode that I recorded with, oh my goodness, maybe I should have double checked that I remembered her name. Either way, I recorded an episode, it will come to me, that I posted last week because I'm away, so I had it pre-recorded from a while back. And I would have been triggered by that message, by that episode, which is why I did a trigger warning at the beginning of the episode and throughout. Cindy Spratt, that's her name. And throughout, I also shared my perspective on what she was saying. Can you hear it's called Moss, no, not Moss, is it Mass, where they pray? They're doing the singing, if you can hear it, it's really nice. Sorry, I just digress, this is completely random. But I wanted to answer the question which Dana was kind of asking in a roundabout way. Should you want to start eating healthy foods after your recovery or towards the end of your recovery? And the answer to that is no and yes, because the reason it's both no and yes is because your body will do what it wants to do. I remember during my recovery journey, I would see food freedom coaches like eating salads and having smoothies, and that would trigger me and I'd feel annoyed, and I would dive into that and I'd feel annoyed because I wish that I could eat, quote, healthily, and they say they're living in food freedom yet they're choosing, quote, healthy foods. And I used to think they were liars and they were still restricting, to be honest. But having come on my own journey, and I'm well into recovery now, I started my recovery journey 6 years ago, and I'm recovered, but it's always a journey of self-discovery and self-love and personal development, in my opinion. And I now choose nourishing, I'm going to use the word healthy, and I always want to quote the word healthy because it's got such a negative connotation to it nowadays, unfortunately, in my opinion. There's judgment around the word health. So I do naturally choose to nourish my body, I guess, in a balanced way, without trying, though. Here's the key point of this message: without trying. So I'm not purposely trying to be healthy. I just tune into my body and know that I want, like, for example, at breakfast this morning, it's an all-you-can-eat buffet, I'm on an all-inclusive right now, I chose, a slice of bread, cheese and scrambled egg is my first course of breakfast. And there you've got, without really realizing it, you've got carbohydrates from the bread, you've got protein and fats from the cheese, you've got protein and fats from the egg, and it was delicious. And then the second thing I had was some yogurt, some granola, some honey and some fruit, and you've got most of the food groups in there too. And then I wanted some pancakes with a shitload of Nutella on it, so I did. And you've got also nourishment, physical nourishment in there, more so emotional and mental nourishment. And I hope this isn't just a ramble of an episode, and I think it is, but to be honest, what I'm wanting to say is I tune into my body and listen to my body, and honestly, most of the time that looks like balanced eating, but I am not purposely trying to do it. There's no willpower involved. There's a choice, but it's not a choice of like, oh, I need to choose to be balanced. It just happens naturally. And there's some weeks, especially a week leading up to my menstrual cycle usually, where all I want to do is eat carbs and a lot of chocolate, and that's also okay. And I'm not judging myself. My self-worth and happiness is not at all linked to what my food looks like or what my body looks like. And that's the key to recovery, in my opinion, is you completely separate your self-worth and happiness from what you eat and what your body looks like. So in terms to answer the question again, should you start to eat healthy foods after recovery? It depends what you want. Your goal is to eat unrestrictedly for the rest of your life and tune into your body. And there's no right or wrong. There really isn't. It's just eating what feels right. That's why my model of intuition eating is intuition eating, not intuitive eating. It's just a bit of a play on the words, because intuitive eating can still be very ruley, if you ask me. Don't eat when you're not hungry, don't eat emotionally, stop when you're full. Yeah, I'm not liking that. Don't like any kind of rules at all. So I just eat what feels right. And sometimes that might look like a day of ice cream and chocolate. And sometimes it might look like a day of balanced eating. So I invite you to let go of any judgment that you have around your food choices. I encourage you to nourish yourself, but it needs to come from a place of wanting to, nothing to do with willpower. If you're using willpower, you're coming from fear, you're coming from the wrong place, and it will be forced, and then you'll have a reaction to that, and then quote healthy eating won't feel natural and it won't last. So if you want to be where I am, eating in with intuition and eating naturally balanced without trying, just keep going. Just keep eating unrestrictedly forever. Don't add any rules in. Don't shame yourself around food. I know that's easier said than done. That's the last part to go, but just keep letting that go. Reminding yourself it's literally just food. Your body gets nourishment out of every food you eat. So don't worry about it. It's no biggie. And at the end of the day, life is so short. We're here for a blink of an eye, really, when you think about it. So we're going to die anyway. We've got all this delicious food and life to enjoy. Enjoy it. All right. Much love from Egypt. Mwah.